The plans from the FDOT include billions of dollars in future improvements in the panhandle. Ian Satter is a spokesperson for the Florida Department of Transportation.
Florida Department of Transportation on just this past Tuesday unveiled our tentative five-year work program. That's from 2015 to 2019. And through those five fiscal years, we have programmed roughly over $3 billion in transportation projects throughout Northwest Florida.
And locally, those plans include a major road widening project.
One of the major projects people are going to be interested in is the expansion of a 9 Mile Road. We will be widening that roadway, looking to do a portion of 9 Mile Road from Beulah Road to I-10. We'll start that in 2016, and then we'll do another section from Pine Forest Road to US 29, looking to start that project in 2018. That's a big milestone that's going to be coming up for Escambia County.
And in addition to widening 9 Mile Road from 2 to 4 lanes, there will be some large-scale resurfacing of roads in Escambia County, including Creighton Road.
Yeah, as part of our program as well, we have a lot of resurfacing jobs that will be going on throughout Escambia County in that area. We'll also be doing a lot of bridge replacements on smaller bridges that are off of the state highway system throughout that entire area as well.
Ian Satter also said the DOT is looking at work in Santa Rosa County.
Yeah, we're looking at, obviously, capacity projects from Escambia Bay Bridge to Avalon Boulevard over on I-10. We were looking at doing some of that work out there on I-10, and that's looking at doing some adding the lanes and reconstructing that beginning in 2019. So that'll be a big thing that the people in Santa Rosa County will be seeing.
Well, the next step? Paying for all this. Satter says the money comes from a variety of sources.
Some of them are federal funds. Some of them are actually, you know, from the state itself. So there's a different pools of money that are for different projects. But again, all of the projects that we have in our tentative plan right now will have to be approved by the legislature. So the funds that are coming out for this particular five-year work program will need to be ratified this spring during the legislature's time.
The decisions on which roads need work are made in collaboration with a number of agencies, as well as local residents, businesses, and governments. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.